Many puppies just sit down on the street and will not walk at all. Or they won't even come out of the house, and if you try hard enough, they will stop letting you get the harness on them and hide somewhere whenever you want to go out. In today's case, we talk about Aya, a little Chihuahua mix puppy who did that excessively, and how we could help puppies like her overcome this. For now, I'm gonna say stubbornness, but you'll see it's actually not. So stay tuned and have fun with this episode of A Dog Soul, an Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings. All right, so if you have a puppy at home or you had a puppy once, you will recognize similarities. I'm pretty sure, because what Aya's parents are going through is so typical. So many puppies don't walk, and there is a reason why I tell puppy owners to not walk their puppies. Now, I got Aya's description as a question, so I don't know Aya personally, but her parents sent me a detailed question, so I'm giving you my best guess about what's going on based on my experience with other puppies who showed very similar behaviors. And if you want to do that, if you want to send me a question and have me talk about it, just do that. You can use my email address, it's down in the description, and I'm gonna include it. Now, for Aya, I mean, there could always be something else going on, right? But since this is something really typical for puppies, my first guess wouldn't be anything health-wise or anything like that, and just look at what she's doing. And Aya was described as a very happy puppy, a very outgoing puppy. She was not afraid in the house. She was not afraid in the yard. She was fine with other dogs. She was pretty confident for her size, right? Because for Chihuahua mix, every other dog pretty much looks like a huge giant, and even other puppies. But she was okay. She had been at a foster home, which was awesome. So, yeah. And whenever they met another dog, an adult dog, for a walk, Aya would walk. She just didn't when she was alone. And she would try to get her paws up on her parents' legs. And she would sit down. And yes, they could pull her, but who wants to just drag a puppy behind them, right? That's not really nice, and it's not something we want to do. And of course, it's not nice for the puppy as well. So let's see why Aya and so many puppies are actually doing that. A puppy experiences so many things we are used to for the very first time. And in addition to that, there is a huge world of smells we can't even begin to imagine. So there are so many different things that just roll over such a little puppy who is out for maybe not the first time, but doesn't know what's important and what's not yet. The puppy will notice everything. And the more fearful a puppy, the more they notice, because everything could be scary, right? But they have to figure out what's important for them. And for that, they need time to really assess and process the things they notice. And that can be sounds, that can be visual things, right? Can be they see cars, or they see butterflies, or squirrels, or people, or tiny people on bikes, or whatever. So it depends on how busy your living area is, right? And then there are the smells. And we don't even know what they smell, right? We don't, I mean, science is trying to figure that out, but we can only imagine. So imagine just how many little mice are up and about in your area. How many squirrels, how many people, how many different cars, how many different surfaces, right? A concrete walk smells different than a street, and different than a grassy area, and different than a sandy area. And then there are the things, the abiotic environment. So the tires of the car, the paint of the car, the metal of the car, and that's just a car. One. Imagine that being just a fully parked street with 100 cars, and every single one of them smells different in every single part. And I wouldn't be surprised if the dogs could also smell where the car has been and what people touch them, and maybe even if the car is kind of new, the manufacturing process, right? There are people there as well. I mean, if you watch your dog when you bring home the mail and you let your dog sniff the mail, how they act, they have to get a lot of information about that. And it's the same thing for cars. My dog, for example, he loves some cars. He gets really interested in them and he smells the tires and the area behind the tires and the grill on the front. I mean, that could be because of the insects, right, that die there. But what's with the tires, right? Some are interesting to him, some are not. So they have to get different informations out there, right? And for a puppy, this is all new. This is all completely novel information. So imagine how many different things that are. And the more they walk, the more the things change. So if they sit down and just wait and sniff around or look around, they are trying to make sense of their surroundings. And that's why it's so important to not walk a puppy, but take the puppy somewhere and just let the puppy explore. And really, if the puppy needs you, be there for your puppy. Otherwise, just let your puppy explore in his or her own speed. Because that way, all these new things will not be overwhelming, because the puppy will have time to process what's happening and sort out what's important and what's not. And I'm really passionate about that, because what I usually see is not the puppy. I usually see the teen dog who is completely out of his mind, not able to listen at all, completely overstimulated, completely insane, going crazy, pulling like a mad dog, barking at everything, and owners who are really, really exhausted, desperate, and have no idea how they could calm down this teenage dog. And I'm not saying that this couldn't happen if you didn't walk your puppy. I'm just saying that a puppy who gets overstimulated all the time and dragged along because we don't want the puppy to win or whatever, or we are just a little bit impatient, like humans are, right? I mean, this is normal. This is not something that you should feel bad about if you did it. It's just normal human thing. But if you're aware of it, it would be awesome if you could just take your time with your puppy. And that way, you do not have an overstimulated puppy, and you have a puppy who learns to assess things that are important and ignore things that are not important. And that makes a very stable, emotionally grown up dog. Now, teenage years will still be a little bit of a challenge sometimes, but it's going to be a lot easier because you're setting yourself and your puppy up for success. Now, why is Aya working when another dog is with them? Well, first of all, puppies do what adults' dogs do, right? They learn by mirroring what the others do. Like every other, at least mammal, we learn by watching other count specifics, right? And the other dog is exciting. This is something that Aya can focus on and kind of ignore a little bit of the surroundings. The same thing would happen if you just played with your puppy and do a little catch me game and run to an area your puppy has never been in, right? Your puppy would still follow you and then find himself somewhere new. Because when they are so focused on doing something fun, like running after another dog, or running around the other dog, or trying to play with the other dog, or just interacting somehow, or just trying to do whatever the other dog does, that gives the puppy something to take the mind off the surroundings. And that's why they very often bark when other dogs are around. That does not mean that they don't get overwhelmed by that bark. So be very aware of what your puppy's doing, and when your puppy needs a break, maybe be carried for a little while, or put in a stroller or whatever where your puppy can sleep. Or you do these walks with another dog for a very short period or very short distance, depending on what this other dog's doing. And of course, it always also depends on what the dogs are doing with each other. Are they running around like crazy and play all the time? Then the breaks and the overall session length should be shorter. The breaks should be longer and more, and the overall session should be shorter. If this is a stable, sovereign adult dog who is sniffing around and just doing calm doggy things, then it can be a little bit longer. But still, try not to overwhelm your puppy. And you see if your puppy is overwhelmed in many different things. There is a saying in Germany, and Austria and German-speaking countries that something like this: after tired, there will be crazy. And this means that whenever it comes from human psychology or like street psychology, but when toddlers get overtired, they become somewhat obnoxious. So they go crazy, they cry, they are really over the top. And it's the same thing for puppies. If a puppy gets overtired, they become a little bit obnoxious. They start biting more intensely than usual. They start getting their zoomies more intensely. They just go crazy. And that's when you see that your puppy got overwhelmed or overstimulated. And when you definitely need to provide your puppy with a little bit more sleep and rest and all those great things. So, what I like to do with puppies like Aya is to let them explore on their own, with the parents, of course, but at their own speed and the spots that interest them. So just follow them on a leash and see what gets their attention, right? Without bothering any other animals and things like that, of course. And this is something that is completely disconnected from potty breaks. So most puppies on these exploration adventures cannot relieve themselves. So they need additional potty breaks at a safe and minimal distraction area, like your yard or right in front of the door or wherever you want to set it up for your puppy. So after the exploration thing, I would either ask them to potty before going in, or going in, giving them something to sniff a little bit, and then go out again for potty. And if they are already tired, just let them sleep. If they're not already tired, you can try giving them something to chew or to lick so that they can make the transition to sleep a little bit easier. And you'll see As soon as you take the pressure off the leash when you're outside exploring, your puppy will get into the exploration mode all by himself. Tell me in the comments if your puppy did the same thing. I would love to read those, and I wish you a lot of fun with your puppy, and we'll see each other next time. Bye!